started the week noting that Democrats may not have the stomach to challenge Republicans on the Bush tax cuts, but now there are reports that Democrats may do just that. The Capitol newspaper, The Hill, says Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has adopted a hardball strategy on the issue. On the other hand, yesterday it was largely House Republicans who blocked an extension of jobless benefits that expire at the end of the month, winning around there. Let's take a quick snapshot of Washington to start today, something people there are doing. Freshman lawmakers are having their class picture taken today. Michael Shear is chief political reporter for the New York Times, the caucus blog. And Mike, we're hearing that Reid will force a vote on extending the tax cuts, perhaps with a plan to only let the cuts lapse at the end of the year for people making over $1 million, to underscore what Democrats believe, which is that Republicans side with the rich. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, right after the election, you sort of felt like the air had gone out of the Democratic confidence that they might be searching for a way to compromise on some of these issues rather than fight. However, as this week ended, you had the Democrats having come back, met in caucus. They all huddled together for hours and hours in private. They met with the president. The leadership went up to meet with the president. And you really do have a sense that perhaps they are more willing to draw the line in the sand, that they're going to, you know, dare the Republicans to vote against middle-class tax cuts, dare the Republicans to side with tax cuts for the rich idea, and see what happens. Now, the truth is that when they start counting votes, they'll know whether they have the numbers to make that strategy work.
Well, and you write about a compromise proposed by Virginia Democrat Mark Warner. What's he proposing?
There's a lot of compromises floating out there. If they ultimately don't have the votes to make their ultimate position fly, Senator Warner has proposed an idea in which they would allow the tax cuts for the very wealthy to expire, like the Democrats want, but they would take that money for the first couple of years that would have gone to those tax cuts and give tax cuts to businesses, that something that Republicans want. So that's one idea that's out there. There's also, of course, the other idea to simply extend the tax cuts for everyone, but just do it temporarily, just do it for a year or two. That would essentially kick the can down the road and essentially let everybody off the hook.
Well, what about extending unemployment benefits? That, I would think, would be tough to kick down the road. They expire December 1st. As we said, the measure failed in the House this week. What argument are Republicans making in rejecting the extension of benefits during a holiday season as they push for tax cuts for the wealthy?
It's always been a particularly tough argument for them. They've backed down repeatedly over the last year or so. It's even harder, as you can imagine, at the holiday season. But basically, their argument is, look, you know, these benefits were designed to be temporary. They were designed to give people a sort of bridge to finding another job, and we can't turn it into essentially a permanent benefit that people think they're going to get, you know, without any end. The Democratic retort to that is, look, these are extraordinary times. This is a recession that has been going on. You can't yank that away from folks in these extraordinary times.
Are any of them proposing where to cut?
The Democrats like to point that out. They say if the Republicans want to offer savings, specific savings, then they should go ahead and do that.
Let's take a look at a couple other issues. The full House is expected to vote after Thanksgiving on whether to censure or simply reprimand Democrat Charles Rangel of New York. Yesterday, the Ethics Committee recommended censure, citing the cumulative nature of his tax problems, his fundraising irregularities, and misleading financial statements on properties. But this is, you know, one of the most likable veterans in Congress. It's been difficult for people, many people, to watch. What do you think is going on here behind the scenes? Does Congressman Rangel work the phones now? You know, what's happening now?
I think he does. I mean, I think not in a full-blown lobbying effort. I mean, you don't, you know, that would sort of be unseemly. But I mean, he's been there a long time, decades, and he has lots of folks that know him very well. And I'm sure he's picking up the phone and calling folks that he's known for many years and pleading his case.
What do you make of Senator John Kyle of Arizona backing away from the START treaty this week? He was the Republican the White House was working with when he suddenly backed off. That immediately stopped approval of the treaty. The White House had a scramble. Now, President Obama says this isn't about politics, it's about national security. But how much of this was about politics? Did Republicans get to Kyle and say, we don't want anything to happen on the lame duck watch? Or is this a sign that the White House isn't just working the halls of Congress hard enough?
Well, this is a real fascinating one, and nobody really knows the answer to the question that you posed. How much of this is Senator Kyle's substantive concerns about the treaty and substantive concerns about modernization of the nuclear arsenal, which is an issue that he's been working on for a long time, and how much is this simply an effort by him and the Republican leadership in the Senate to be more assertive and try to deny the president a victory. One of the interesting things here is that the president really is not backing down on this one. He's indicated over the last day or so, and his administration has indicated, that they intend to push this issue forward to try to get the votes over the objections of Senator Kyle, that seems to be a very difficult path for him, and that he's putting it all on the line.
Well, we've touched on just a couple of things. There's a couple of days of business till Thanksgiving break, and then just a few days, really a few weeks, until Christmas. And on the list of things to get done, the DREAM Act for a path to citizenship for children of immigrants, a spending measure to keep the government funded, a bipartisan meeting with the president, don't ask, don't tell, Afghanistan. Pick one thing you think is going to get done.
Boy, I'm not sure what of that list are going to ultimately try to do. It looks like Senator Reid is definitely going to try to push the DREAM Act. Whether or not it gets through, it'll depend on whether they have the votes or not.
Yeah. Michael Scheer, chief political reporter for the New York Times, the Caucus blog, as we look at a long list of things for Congress yet to do. Michael, thank you.
Thank you.